Okay, let's get into Arla Daf Yud Aleph, and we continue with the 11th Daf here in Meseches Arla, and we are on Yud Amabez, where we come to discuss the Machlokas back in the Mishnah. If somebody has a plant that's growing, a tree that's growing, and I stick it in the ground, right? Let's say I had a graft that starts Sipik Bikfanim, right? This was the case on Ches Amabez on top. We have this Machlokas. Sipuk Bikfanim, I have a, I grafted on a vine, and now the vine is growing. It was a new, it might have been an Arla, a new grapevine, but then I connected it to an old vine. So what did the Mishnah say? Once it's connected to that old vine, then it's all old, and therefore there's no more Arla. And even if I would take that vine and now stick it in the ground and pull it up somewhere else, that doesn't make it Arla, right? It's still connected to its original mother, so to speak, and therefore the mother is old, so this vine is called old, even though now it gets some nutrients from the ground that make it kind of new, it doesn't matter. Tanakhama says mutter. Reb Meir says, no, it depends. Meir says it depends. Look where it's growing from. If it has a very thick connection to its mother, then fine, then it's still old. But if that's a very tenuous connection, and it's very thick in the ground roots, then it's got to be Arla. The Tanakhama doesn't make any chilukim. So what's the case under discussion? That's the Gemara's question now. What's the case of Machlokas? Remeir Omer V'chulu on Yud Amabez. Here we are. And again, remember that today's shiur is sponsored for the schus of all of Am Yisrael. Anonymously sponsored for the schus of all of Am Yisrael, B'chol Makom Shehem. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yavo B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rav Chista Treihon Amrin, B'Stam Chalukin. The Machlokas is in a case where it's not clear where it's getting most of its nourishment from. Again, you graft it onto a vine, and then you pulled it into the ground, you bent it into the ground. So now it's getting from its mother, right, and it's getting from the ground. So the case of Machlokas, where the Tanakhama says totally mutter, and Remeir says it depends, that's only bestam. Meaning, the Gemara explains, Ma'ane Kaimen, what are we talking about? Im davar barihu, if it's clear, shu chai mikoach sakena, if it's clear that it's growing mostly from the mother, from the source, from the host, divriyakol mutter, then for sure it's obviously mutter. Even Rabbi Meir would agree that's mutter. It's clear it's growing from the host, and therefore it's mutter. V'im davar bari shuhu chai mikoach hayalda. And if you look at the graft, remember you graft it onto a vine, and now it's in the ground, and you look in the ground, there's a serious root. And you see how it's connected to the way you grafted it to. It's a very little skinny. So it's clear that it's getting most of its nourishment from the ground. Then for sure, it's usur, right? Divrei HaKol usur. Then even the Tanakhama would agree that that's usur, because that's clear. You see where it's mostly getting its nourishment from. From the old or from the new. Elakian and Kaimin Bistam. Right? The case is where you're not sure. You're not sure where it's growing from. So, Ketzed Hu Yodea. So what's generally, how do you know? How do you know? I just gave the example of, how thick the roots are. The Gemara says, though, a little differently, right? There's another way to know if the vine is growing. Again, you have this, you grafted a branch of a vine onto a vine, an old vine, and therefore the whole thing is not Arla anymore. You stick it in the ground, and now it's growing somewhere else down the yard. So the Gemara says there's a trick. There's a way to know where it's growing from. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, im hayu ha'alen hafuchin klape hayalda, if the leaves are facing away from the mother, right, it's facing the new, young, you know, way you pulled it through, davar bari shuchai mekoach azakena, then you know for sure it's growing from the mother. If the leaves are facing away, then you know that's where it's coming from. Right, the leaves are facing away from the mother host, so then you know most of the nourishment is coming from the host. But if the leaves are facing the mother host, then you know it's not growing from the mother host. Then you know it's growing mostly from the ground, from the new roots, and therefore it would be Arla. So those cases are clear. There's no machlokas in those cases. That's what we just said. If it's clear that it's growing from the mother, meaning the leaves are facing away from the mother, so then it's for sure mutter. If it's facing towards the mother, so it's for sure not growing from the mother, then it's for sure usur. So what's the case of machlokas? Amar Rabbi Yudin Bar Chanin, Simana. Well, even before we see what the machlokas is, how do you remember which is which? It's if the leaves are facing away from the mother, then you know it's not growing from the, it's growing from the mother. If it's facing towards the mother, then it's not growing from the mother. How do you know? Simana da achol min chavrei bois mistachlabei. If somebody supports you, you're embarrassed to look at them. Right? If you get everything from a source, right, that's why we say one of the levels of sukkah is giving anonymously in both directions, so the person doesn't isn't embarrassed to look at you. So if it's getting from the mother, that's why the leaves face the other direction. That's how you remember that it's bois l'sakulibe. That's how it is understood. Okay, we'll get back to that. Let's just finish though. So the Gemara says, so what's the case of machlokas? Again, this case, you grafted onto the vine, you pulled it onto the ground. So if you know, if the leaves are facing this way, you know. If they're facing that way, you know also. So what's the case of machlokas in the Mishnah? Amar Abudin Avui Derev Matanya, Tiftar Shenashru Ha'alin. Ah, the leaves fell off. If the leaves fell off and there's only grapes on there, then you don't know. Right? The leaves aren't tipping you off. So therefore, in that case, the Tanakhama says mutter. Tanakhama says always mutter, because it was grafted onto the old vine, and that's all. It doesn't matter anything else. While the Remeir says, you kind of have to look. Kind of have to look to see if you can determine. Separate from the leaves, because the leaves here aren't telling you what to do. Okay, one or two points. Number one, this idea of looking away if somebody is supporting you. Right? We know the mun in Kabbalistic works is called Nahama de Kisufa, the bread of embarrassment, because it means we were just given it. We didn't earn it. We didn't earn the mun. Hashem just gave us the mun falling from Shemayim. And, you know, it shouldn't feel good just to take. Right? Yigia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tov lach. Right? If we work hard for something, that's praiseworthy and it feels good. Ashrecha, and that's good for me. Ashrecha v'tov lach. So the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, we haven't spoken about this in a long time. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel has an unbelievable machlokas. Right? This is not like a normal machlokas about Asur, Mutter, Tamei, Tahar. Machlokas is, was it a good idea for God to create man? Which is like, what are we, like judging Hashem? Like, was it a good idea for Hashem to create man? Well, the Midrashim talked about, he asked the Malachim, and there was a fight amongst the Malachim. Some Malachim said yes, some Malachim said no, Shalom said no, and Chesed said yes. Oh, machlokas. But the Gemara has machlokas, Bisham and Bisilal. That's the machlokas. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Erevin Yud Gimel on the base in the Bavli. Shtei Shanimu Mechza Nechlechu Beisham HaBisila. They argued for 2.5 years. Halalu Omrim. Some said Noach Lo LaAdam Shalo Nivra Yoser Mishanivra. Better that man shouldn't have been created. Unbelievable. V'halalu Omrim Noach Lo LaAdam Shanivra Yoser Mishalo Nivra. Better to have been created. Nimnu V'gamru, and they voted. And what was the vote? Hashem was wrong. Chas v'shalom. Can't say that. But Noach lo la'adam shalom nivra yosem ishenivra. Better that he wasn't created. V'yachshav shenivra, two girsos, yifash vesh b'maisav, v'yamri lo yimash vesh b'maisav. Right? Try to do tshuva. Try to do the best you can. Now that you are created. So if you look in the Magid Meisharim, the basis of the Magid Meisharim, we know that Rav Yosef Kaira wrote many Sfarim, the big three, of course, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam and the Beis Yosef on the tour. But he also wrote a couple of others for him. He wrote the Tshuvas Avkaz Rochel. That's where he talks about Yantiv Sheni and Shemitah. Some of the major Shitas of Rabbi Yosef Kaira are not in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at the Avkaz Rochel. But in the Magen Mesharim, that's the Sefer that he wrote based on his discussions with angels. There's an angel that he has his kashas to, the Magid. The Magid. And as Al Seder Aparsha, written in really hard Aramaic to understand. But there he talks about this machlokas. And is it better to have been created or not have been created? So on the one hand, he says, what's the shita that's better not to have been created? Because that way we don't sin. That way we just are perfect. Right? And isn't that better than being makalkel? But what's the shita about better to be created? Because if we're not created, then it's all kisufa to nahama. Nahama to kisufa. Then it's all bread of embarrassment. We don't earn anything. We just get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shita that says, better to be created. Even if we fall, but you don't want to just take everything. You gotta earn it a little bit. Because that's the ultimate good. The ultimate good is to be able to earn something, not just to be given it on a silver platter. And that's the Ramchal. We mentioned this in a different shiur recently. The Ramchal in the Das Tfunos says, the ultimate, Hashem is the ultimate good. Hashem is the ultimate good. Michok atov lehitiv. Lachain bara Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate in goodness, and therefore He created us to accept His goodness. Bischar maaseihem beli hargashas busha. That's the ultimate good. That we can earn and act without the feeling of just being given. Kidei shetia ha-hatava, hatava shlema. Yada b'chachma sohan is gava. Hashem knew in his infinite wisdom. Sheroi shehiu makabla mosa b'yigia kapam. Those who accept it should get it through their hard work. Ki oz yuhem ba'alei atovahu. Then they'll be the bialim on that tov. V'lo yishar lohem boshes panim b'kabla matov. Right? Because otherwise it would be embarrassing. So that's what we learn from the leaves. If the leaves are facing the mother, you know the leaves have nothing to be embarrassed about. And therefore they face they're not getting nourishment from the mother source. But if they're facing away, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Simen. How you know where it's growing from, whether it is facing or not facing in terms of the busha. Also inspiring to note that Chazal knew this science. Right, they knew this wisdom. You would have thought that they're just in the base medrash, and what do they know about the way that leaves face and the direction? But all wisdoms connect. Right, we've quoted in the past that the Vilna Gaon was a bucky in every wisdom. The Vilna Gaon didn't waste any time. And if he spent his time studying all different types of wisdoms, it must be because there was some inherent value and it could help him in the Torah area. There's something constructive. The other wisdoms aren't inherently Torah, but they're constructive. And they're productive for us to know. The Rambam would say, and the Gro would say, and others. That's the Rambam we like to quote in the Pirshei Mishnayos in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, and then we'll continue. And that is the Rambam there is talking about dibur. Dibur. The Rambam there says five categories of dibur. Every single thing we say in life could be split up into one of five categories. Upstairs there's a cash register with five sections, and every word that we say, every sentence goes into one of those sections. And after 120, we see, you know, which sections are overflowing and which sections are, you know, a little short, a little small. But the Rambam says there towards the end of the first parak, the five categories of dibur. Number one, he says, mitzvah, right? Mitzvah, Torah, that's one category of dibur. Hachelik harishon hu ha-mitzuveba, v'hu kriyas ha-Torah, v'limuda, v'ha-inyin bepirusha. V'huzu mitzvah saseh, sh'nestavinu ba, v'dibarta bam, v'hi kamo kol ha-mitzvahs, and tefillah, and all types of everything good, the best. Then you have the other extreme, and that's what's usser. You have mitzvah, and you have usser. Usser is lashon hara, and rechilus, and klalus, and gidufim, and edus sheker, and kazav. Right, all of those that nivol peh. So that's category two, right? So you have the mitzvah and you have the aser. Those are easy. And then you have what the Rambam calls rishus. Rishus, that means words that we have to say because we're human. And carpool and shopping and arrangements and just like life. Hu adibur b'mashe nogea la'adam b'mischaro u'parnasaso u'ma'achalo u'mishteyu u'malbusho. I need a new shirt. The Yeser called Tzrachav, all the human needs, right? That's a kind of Zer Rishus Einenu. It's not good, it's not bad. It just is, right? But then you have the other two categories, which the Rambam says, Ratsui and Meruchak. Not Usser and Mitzvah, but appropriate, positive, constructive, not Torah, but constructive. And also, the other way is unrefined and waste of time and not ruts and right miruchak, right? So it's you know, it's how much stam schmoozing, you know, is you know, there's, we need a little bit of this category, and some of it is part of the rishus category, but that's what the Rambam says, these categories. So the Rambam would put in this category of ratsui philosophy or chachmas. It's not Torah. It's not Torah per se, Torah Shabbosav or Torah Shabbat, but it's a chachma out there that can help me in life, that can help me be a better Eved Hashem. So that would be in the Ratzui category. And of course, the Merucha category is the parallel to it. This is the Rambam on the Mishnah about V'lomatzasi l'guftov el ha-shtika. Right, that's the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're up to the two dots. Says the Gemara, now we're up to the last part of the Mishnah. Brecha shenifsika. So the last part of the Mishnah, if you remember, again, way back, we keep referring back to the Mishnah, on Daf, Ches, Amid, Beis, you have a brecha shenifsika. You put something, you had a tree, and you put a branch into the ground. Right? You have a tree growing, and then we said this, those are the two things that's mentioned in the Mishnah, is harkava and havracha. Harkava is grafting. Havracha is this science of, you take a branch, you stick it in the ground, and you bring it out somewhere else. So at that point, I stick it in the ground, I pulled it out, it's still, it's an old tree, right? So it's no arla, right? It's still connected to the mother branch. So what happens then if somehow, I don't know, somebody plows and the branch that you put underneath the ground is cut? So now what happens? There was fruit on there. There was fruit on the branch that went in the ground. That fruit was old, but now it's cut. So now the Mishnah said, if it grows 1/200th, so then it's going to be Asur. That what grew there is not Arla, right? Those fruit grew not from Arla. But now that it's detached, now an Arla cycle starts. And therefore, if it grows 1/200th, because we know that's the shear for Arla, for Arla and Kila Kerem, it's 1 to 199, it's not enough. So if it's 1/200th, so then that's what the Mishnah says, Mahosef Masayim Asur. Right? Meaning, the second that it's cut doesn't turn it into Arla. Right? The fruit that are already there don't become Arla. These are mutter fruit. But as it grows, right, the growth, the gidul is Arla, and therefore, once it gets to 1/200th, 1 to 199, so that will be a problem. So the Gemara first says, Amar Reb Yudin, lo saf davar brecha, this doesn't only apply, these rules don't only apply by brecha, by what we just described, elafilu ilan. Ooh, even you have a tree. What if you have a tree? We spoke about this earlier. You have a tree, there was a hurricane. So it got uprooted. So if it got uprooted with all of its soil and it could last for, we said, a couple of days even, then it's the Arlo didn't read, doesn't start the recount. Right? It's still, it's uprooted. But what if the tree got uprooted without dirt? Right? Without dirt. The tree got uprooted and then it got planted again. Got uprooted without dirt. So what happens now? You got to restart. You got to restart. But is it right away, the fruit on there? No, it's not right away. It's only once it grows 1/200. That's what Reb Yudin says. It doesn't only apply to a brecha, afilu ilan, even by a tree. Look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky, afilu ilan. Shenekar v'chazar v'nato, it got uprooted without soil. And now you're replanting it. Dahashta mascha limnos shnei arla. Now you're going to start the years again. Im hosif b'masayim uda aser. If it's 1 to 200, it's going to be aser. Aval peros shahayu bo mitchila heterhein. But the fruit that are already there are mutter, right? It's mutter. It doesn't change into arla fruit. The itzrich laash me'inan, and we needed to say this. We needed to say this that a tree uprooted is like our case where you had a bent branch that got cut. The tree is like that case. Why? Because it's not like the following case. You might have said it's like this case, but it's not. Right? You have an onion that got uprooted, and let's say I picked an onion from the ground, I took off trumas and maestros from it, now it's chulin, and then I put it back in the ground. You know what Rabbi Yossi says? Then Rabbi Yochanan, kivan shehishchiyu, the second that it starts getting, we change the gear, so it gets getting dark, ma'asel afikulo. The second it starts getting dark, the whole onion becomes usher again, becomes tevel again. Ma'asel afikulo, right? The gra says, after iser tchila, even if you already took off meiser, and now you put it back on the ground, tzorach la'asel afikulo, demasho hushrash havikilu nizra mechadosh, right? That took its root, it's like new. So Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, right when it starts getting dark, the leaves, you have to masel fikulo. And even more chedish, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, batzal she'akro v'shtalo, you ripped out an onion, you were ma'aser it, and you put it back on the ground, kivan shehishrish, right when it took root, meaning before it got dark, the second that it starts taking root, within a few days, masel fikulo. So what do you see from there? There's an onion that's out of the ground, I was ma'aser it, I put it back in the ground, it becomes tevel almost immediately. So the chiddush Rabbi Yudin is, don't think that if that happens to a tree, that it happens immediately. No, the tree case, right? The lotis bar meimer ofacha kein. Don't say the same thing applies to the tree case. Meaning, because Rabbi Yudin says, the tree case, again, well, you have a tree that got uprooted from the ground, and then it went back into the ground. You have a lot of fruit on there. Does that become arla fruit? No, Rabbi Yudin says. That doesn't become arla fruit. Onions are special. Maybe the difference is between arla versus trumas and maestros, or maybe the difference is between onions and trees. But either way, Reb Yudin says, the tree case is like our case in the Mishnah. What was our case in the Mishnah? Again, you have a grafted branch, and then you just have a regular tree, and you stick it in the ground, it's all not arla, because it's old. The second that it's cut, so now the fruit on the branch that was bent, that doesn't become arla right away, only once it grows 1/200th. So that's what Reb Yudin says, the same thing by a tree. Only once it grows 1/200th, that's when it's going to be usher, but not right away. It's not like the onions. Okay. Okay, now we get into some sugyas of bittul. and tam. And tam, because we're talking here about the nourishment and the tastes, so we're about to get into a little bit of tam. And remember, the major machlokas we've shown him, whether the din of tam ki'ikar is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan. Right, Rashi says, the halach of tam ki'ikar is d'rabanan, according to Rashi. Rashi says that beferish. The Rambam might hold this too. The Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam holds this too. The Rambam in Perek Tezvav of Ma'achalas Asuros. Chelev aklayos shenafal atoch agrisim v'nimoch akol. Chelev. Chelev is not kosher fat. So not kosher fat fell into a porridge and everything got mushed together. Told him it's a grease and he tasted it. It was not lacha. He tasted it. Something is usher. Min b'shein amino is usher b'no sein tam. Right? You see if it tastes like it. So what's the problem here? Problem here is if it's usher, then you can't taste it. Right, so you get a guy to taste it, and there's a big discussion. Do you get a guy, a professional taster, or not? But that's a technical issue. But in Nimsa Bam Tam Chelev, Hayabam Amasho, the Rambam says, if it tastes like it's Chelev, you taste the Chelev in the mixture, and it has Mamashus. There is tangible Chelev in the mixture, Hare Ilo Asur Min HaTorah. That's also Daraisa. Nimsa Bam Tam of Lo Chelev Mamasho, but if only the taste is there, but not tangible? Only the taste. Says the Rambam, Harei Ilu Asur Midivrei Sofrim. Asur Midivrei Sofrim, which Pasha means Durabanan, says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam seems all like Rashi. Right? That, the whole principle of Tam Kikr, where you only have a taste of an Isser, you don't have the mamashas of the Isser, just the taste of the Isser, that's Asur Durabanan. Midar Raisa, only pig is Asur. The taste of pig is not Asur. Only pig is Asur. Right? But other Rishonim, Bali Tosvis, say, no, Tam Kikr has learned that from Sukkim, it's Daraisa. Even without the mamashas, right? Just the tam itself, right? That machlokis might be dependent on what the achronim bring out. And that is, when we say tam kikar is usur, does that mean, if I only have the tam in there, does the tam mean that it's ki'ilu, the ba'en is there? It's ki'ilu, you have something tangible there. If you have the taste there, it's ki'ilu, meaning it's not a new type of isur. Tam of something is like the something. Tom of Chazer means you have Chazer here. It has not disappeared. Is that how you look at Tom Kaker? What do you say? No. Tom Kaker, the item has disappeared. There's no more Ba'en. There's no more Mamashus. This is a new idea. Tom of the Isser. Tom of pig is not pig. It's Tom of pig. Maybe there's more connection between Tom of five different Isserin than each Isser has with its own original Isser. So that's a machlokas, achronim. Like, how do you look at Tom Kicker? So maybe it's connected to our idea, whether Tom Kicker is daraisa or not. Right? And you might say it in either direction, but that's the hakira of the achronim and how it connects lamaisas. Let's see what the Gemara says. So Chilfi shalom Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Chilfi asked Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who were chavrusas and brothers-in-law. Tevel, which means here spices, like tavlin. Tevel maushi aser biyosim imasayim. Could a spice aser with more arla spice? Right, arla is usually batel in 200. What if you have an arla spice? Could that not be batel even in more than 200? Because maybe because it's there to give off taste, that even if it's 1 to 500, it's going to be aser. That's what he asked Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The answer, no. Amru, change the gear. So amrulo ain't tevel biyosim imasayim. Nope. No. Once it's 200, all arla is batel. We think even spices. All our lizbata. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. V'had tatanina, we learned in the Mishnah later on, daf chav gimol, kol mechamis ametava amadameya, dot, dot, dot. Anything that leavens or gives taste, like if something gives taste, so then you check if it gives taste. So it could give taste. So what's that case talking about in the Mishnah? If it gives taste, it's going to be usur. Im tamar lameya masayim. If that Mishnah is talking about, respectively, we're talking about truma to 100 and arla to 200. It's talking about less than that, right? It's talking about less than 1 to 200, less than 1 to 100. Then afilo lo chimeitz, afilo lo tivel. Even if it's not something that leavens and something that spices. Right, the rule is, if you have arla, or in one to, right, less than 200, is aser. It doesn't matter what it is, even if it's not something that gives off taste. Right, even if it's not a spice. And truma is one to 200. The Mishnah can't be talking about that it's, because then everything would be aser, not just spices. Ella, what must Chilfi be asking about? Ba'anavim, and they answered, Ba'anavim anan kaimen. That must be talking about grapes. Grapes are not as strong, some type of grape spice is not as strong as other spices. Meaning, for sure, other spices could be usher even more than 1 to, right, even 1 to 300, 1 to 400, right? If it tastes like it, it tastes like it, like that Mishnah says later on. But Chilfi's question and their answer was, it's a weak taste, it's grapes. Grapes give off a weak taste. And therefore, that was his question. And Rabbi Yossi, now we have two limits about that, though. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shalot samku. When do we say that grapes give off only a weaker taste if they're already shriveled, if they weren't shriveled up yet into raisins? Avalim samku, but if they shriveled up into raisins, yesh tevel v'yosem yisazayim. If they've ever shriveled up, that makes them somehow more powerful in terms of giving off the taste, and therefore even more than 1 to 200. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yochanan, on a different limit, Bishalo Bishlo, and this is also only if they hadn't fully ripened yet. So that's when the grapes don't give off full taste. Avalim Bishlo, but if they gave off, if they already fully ripened, Yishtevel B'yosem Mimasayim, then it would be like other spices. So again, what did we say? That spices, or leaven, but spices could aser, aser spices could aser even more than 1 to 100, more than 1 to 200. If it tastes like it, it tastes like it. As long as you have a strong spice, you put a drop in, and the whole thing tastes like it. So that's going to be aser even more than 1 to 200. What was the whole question of Chilfi? We're talking about a specific case. We have a very weak spice, grape spice. That's a weak spice, and therefore, that was his question. Period. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi b'shem Rabbi Padaya. No snei ta'amim echa mimeya. We think no state ta'am, we're going to change this to maskana, but the havamin is this means spices. Something that's meant to give off taste is batel in 1 in 100. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi Padaya, no state ta'amim echa mishishim. Different misora about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi Padaya. No, it's batel b'shishim. So batel b'meya, batel b'shishim, by spices. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who quoted the second version, Harib Yossi Palagalecha. Number one, the first version argues, right? Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Meshebi Rabbi Padaya, right? These spices are batel b'meya, not b'shishim. So number one, your mesora must be, something's faulty with the mesora. Umasisa pligal al trechon. And the Mishnah argues on both of you, right? What are you telling me that spices are batel b'shishim or batel b'meya? The Mishnah that we just quoted also 5 lines ago is mashba that no, spices, if they taste like it, then it's batel, it's never batel. Kol mechamis v'metava madameya. In Tabor Lameel Masayim, just like we said before, if this is limited to less than 100 or less than 200, Afil Lochim Mesa Afil Lotivel, right? Even if it's not a spice or a leaven, Elabiyoser Anakaimen, that Mishnah, Dafkov Gimel, must be saying that if you have an Usser spice, it's going to Usser even maybe 1 to 500. So what are you talking about? These two Misoris of spices of Batel, 1 in 100, 1 in 60. Sigmar says, you're right. We're not talking about spices. When it says the word Nosne Ta'amim, giving off taste, it just means regular food. And that this is the rule, Batav Shishim, or Batav Meya, we pass in Shishim. Amar, B'yirmiya, Tipat, Tiftar, Basar, Basar. We're talking about meat. Meat and meat. We're talking about meat getting mixed up, not spices, meaning regular food. What's the rule of Bittul? Shishim. We know that's what we assume taste is. Batav by. Amar, B'yosi, and B'yosi adds, He Basar, Basar, He Sharkol, Isurin. Anything. Any food is Batav Shishim. That's the rule. Or batav meya, we pass in shishim. Damar Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, because the Atzer Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol isurin, all isurin, right? Different types of foods give off different tastes. So you know what? You treat everything as if they are misharin oso kiilu. Look at the gears on the side, batzel v'kaflot, as if they're onions, right? As if they give off the same taste as onions. Even if they give off less, they give off more onions, and therefore shishim. Chazal assumed. And once it's shishim, then it is batav. Again, if it's min b'mino." Then you go by rov, right? You don't even need shishim. Shishim has been b'she'eno mina, where there's taste transfer, so then you would go by shishim. The Pesachei Tshuva, we've quoted this before, says, bittul is a din da'araisa. And if you don't rely on bittul, gotta be choshesh about you. That's a din da'araisa. Oh, there was a little bit of milk that went into this humongous chicken soup I'm not going to eat. Okay, it's bittul works. You can't be mvatel eselchat chila, but bittul works. And the Pesachei Tshuva says in Yoredeh Kuf Tezayin, Yoredeh Kuf Tezayin, a siman about eating dvarim sha asur mishum gilui, danger. So the Pesachei Tshuva there quotes in Os Yud, just at the end. Where is it? Here it is. Shuvra isi besoles lamincha. The sefer soles lamincha. Shekasav b'shem taras ha'asham, the mi sherotze lahachmir, linhog iser bedavar, shalomatzinu shehechmiru amorai. If you want to be machmir by something that the none of the rabbanim in the Gemara were machmir, kagon, mashdes batal b'shishim, o b'klisheni, havi kmo minus, v'yatzaschar b'efseido. It's heresy, it's a dindaraisa. Dindaraisa achorem lahatos, bittel. But you don't believe in bittel? This is the din. This is Torah Shebichsav. This is Torah Shebalpeh. And therefore, if bittel is bittel, then you rely on it. And here we have the rules of bittel. We thought it was about spices. No, this is the regular rules of bittel. Bittel b'shishim, bittel b'meya, we paskin shishim. And this applies to all foods. If there's spices, stronger foods, you know for sure it gives us taste more, then you need more than shishim. More than shishim. That's the Mishnah later on. Right? Hamitabel, then you go by what it tastes like. Okay? Stop here. The last two words of the Amud. We'll continue by the Shem next time.